Parshas Re'eh includes a review of some of the basic rules of kashrus. There's a list of the different types of animals that you're permitted to eat and the different types of birds you're not permitted to eat. And at the end of that section, in Parak Yudalad, excuse me, Dvarim Parak Yudalad, Pasuk Kof Aleph, the Pasuk says, Lo sochu kol nevela, not allowed to eat any nevela. Nevela means an animal, a carcass, an animal that dies in any way other than through proper shechita. So Lo sochu kol nevela, rather like ger asher b'sharecha titena b'achalo, you can give it. Here the ger means, it doesn't mean a ger in terms of convert, well, it means a non-Jew who lives in Eretz Yisrael. You can give the meat to him, he's obligated to keep kosher, you can give that meat to him, like ger asher b'sharecha titena b'achalo, o machol anachu, you can sell it. Kiyam kadosh atol asher lokecha, for your holy nation before God. And then it says, for the third and final time in the Torah, lo sevashil gadi b'chalei bimo, you're not allowed to cook a kid in its mother's milk. That's the third time that this pasuk appears in the Chumash. It appears in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Kisis on Sefer Shmos, and it appears here. And that's the end of this little section in this week's Seder that talks about the laws of kashrus. So that pasuk is the one I want to look at. Again, we'll look at the second part of the pasuk first. It says, "Losu Hashel Gadi B'Chalevimo." And then the first part is "Lagera Shabishrecha Tinei B'Chalo." Right? Don't eat it, but you can give it to a guy. We'll look at that part actually together. The Gemara has in Maseches Chulin. The Gemara has in Maseches Chulin on Daf Kuf Tes Vav on the days the following statement. Kulin Kuf Tesvav on the base. The Gemara says, "Debei Rabbi Elazar Tano." The Gemara here is trying to figure out, you know, that one of the things which we're taught is that now you're not allowed to eat meat and milk together, basar v'chalav. You're also not allowed to cook it together. Let's say I'm not planning to eat it. I'm going to cook it and I serve it to a non-Jew. He's allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to cook it together. You're not allowed to get any hanoah from it. I don't get any benefit from it. I can't sell it. I can't make a profit off of basar v'chalav. There's three different isurim because it says in the Torah, the Gemara proves later, three different times. But first, the Gemara tries to figure out other reasons or other sources for the concept of an isur hanoah, that you're not allowed to get any benefit from boss of the chalav. You're not planning to eat it. I'm going to cook it and I'll sell it. I'll work at a non-Jewish restaurant or whatever it is. I'll sell meat and milk. So it says in the Gemara, "Deber b'lozer tana lo sochu kol nevela amra Torah kishitim kirena lo sevashrena v'simochrena." The Gemara learns from our pasuk here in Parshas Re'eh, the Deber b'lozer, the Yeshiva b'lozer learned that since they have both these concepts in the pasuk, it says lo sevashrena v'simochrena, which now we're going to have meat and milk together. And then it says about selling it to a guy, the Gemara has a drosha. The drosha, the Deber b'lozer, is kishitim kirena, when you sell it to the guy, lo sevashrena v'simochrena, now we're going to cook it together and sell it. So Rashi explains, the same pasuk that says losochul kol nevela also says the end of the pasuk losvashal gbi b'chalav las pasuk b'chalav losvashana b'chalavo b'simachrena alma asur b'hanoa. You're not allowed to cook it together and sell it. That's how the Gemara darshens the pasuk. So therefore, you see, you're not allowed to get any hanoa from it. That's the proof of the Be'er B'Eliezer. Then the Gemara goes on. The more famous teaching I alluded to before, the Be'er B'Shmal Tana Lo Sevashal Gadi B'Chalav Mo Gimel Pomin Echad Lisa Achila Echad Lisa Hanoa Echad Lisa Bishul. That's the more famous drasha that's quoted a number of places. That since it says in the Torah, as we just mentioned before, Lo Sevashal Gadi B'Chalav Mo, three different times in the Torah, so that indicates that there are three different prohibitions relating to meat and milk. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to cook it. You're not allowed to hanoa from it. Okay, Echad Lisur Achil, Echad Lisa Hanoa, Echad Lisa Bisha. Okay, that's the one Chulin Kuftas Vav on the base. Now, so we understand that we all understand how to eat meat and milk together. What about if I'm not going to eat meat and milk together, but what if I have a pot that I cooked meat in, a fleshic pot, and now I want to use the same pot for milchigs? It's clean. I want to wash it out. There's no particles of meat in it. Okay? There's nothing in it that's fleshic per se. There's no meat inside the pot, and I'm going to use it to cook up macaroni and cheese. So there, for that issue, we turn to an earlier Gemara Chulin, which we've spoken about in the past. The Gemara says as follows, Amar Rava, this is Tzadi Zion Amar Aleph and Chulin, Tzadi Zion Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Meirei Shava Kakashali, originally, I used to find troublesome the following teaching of Brisa. All the time, I was learning the Brisa. Kedera Shebisho Babasa, Loyvasho Bachol. The Gemara says a brisa, a pot which you use for meat, you know how to cook dairy. Probably the same thing is true in the reverse. I mean, that goes without saying. You cook dairy, can't cook meat. So the Gemara takes it from this perspective. The same thing in either direction. So it says, Kedera Shabisha Baba, Salah Ibashim Chalav and Furisha Brisa, they have a pot that you cook meat in, so you're not allowed to cook dairy in it. Now, what if you did? Well, what's the problem? I mean, there's no meat in it, so what's the problem? So the Gemara says, in Bisho, but no same tam. The issue you have to consider is what's called Nesimas tam, and we're afraid that some of the flavor will be imparted from the meat you cooked in it previously into the milk. What happens is, let's say I cook meat in a pot, so, you know, when you turn on the pot, so the metal expands because of the heat, and the flavor of whatever you're cooking in that pot gets absorbed into the walls of the pot. Right, that's what happens. I mean, if you've ever seen an old pot that used for spaghetti and meatballs, and you've cleaned it thoroughly, the tomato sauce gets in, you can't get it out, right? Because it's been absorbed into the pot. So that's the Gemara. That's the idea behind what the Gemara is telling us here. But if you cook fleishigs in a pot, so the meat flavor gets absorbed in the wall of the pot, then later on, you'll cook macaroni and cheese. You're going to again turn on the heat, so again the metal opens up and that meat flavor comes out from the walls of the pot and impacts the macaroni and cheese. So the macaroni and cheese is going to taste like your macaroni and cheese and meatballs, or whatever you cooked inside the fleishig pot. So the rule, that's what Gemara says, no same time. Now, how do you know? Right? I mean, how can you tell whether it has a flavor or not? I mean, you know, it's a tricky proposition, right? So let's say I cook the meatballs in this pot, now later on, now I'm going to cook macaroni and cheese in the same pot, so how can you tell whether there's been an absorption of flavor? I don't really know. So the Gemara says as follows. Rava asked, this is all part of a question. Rava says, originally I used to be bothered by the following. The Braisa says, Kedera Shabisha Babas Vaivasha Macholov, Vibisha Benosin Tam. If you did cook it, you know, you have to be concerned if there's flavor there. Truma, loyvasha bachulin, in bisha, drosin tam. Truma, when you give to the kohen, right, you're not allowed to cook truma in the same pot as chulin. Chulin means non-truma. Truma means stuff that's been set aside for the kohen. Of course, a chulin is ordinary food. You're not allowed to cook them together either. In bisha, but if you did, you have the same concern of no same tam. And if it has the tam of truma, then if you're not a kohen, you're not permitted to eat it. So Rava said like this, bishlama truma. I understand, says Rava, how can you figure it out by truma? Time la coin, find a coin to taste it. Because if it indeed it was chulin, it was a pot of food that had mostly non truma in it. But if there was concern now that the truma that was in there before, you know, was absorbed into the flavor, ask a coin. In the worst case, if it tastes like the truma, so what? He's allowed to eat truma, so we can ascertain. There's a simple way to ascertain, you know, whether the truma has imparted its flavor to the chulin. The truma that had been in the pot previously has imparted its flavor. So be some truma, time la coin. But who's going to taste it? How do you find out? I'm going to ask you to do it, but you're running the risk of having boss of the chalav, right? How are you going to find out? Tomorrow says, Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi says, Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, Samchina Akfei La'aramah, Hochanami Samchina Akfei La'aramah. The answer is, you find a Aramah, it literally means an Aramean, it means a non-Jew. Now you find a non-Jew, a non-Jew is allowed to eat, so you can ask him, right, to ask the non-Jew. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi explains what's the issue again, but Rashi's saying this on the earlier part of the Gemara. So the Tamei Kfela. Kfela means a chef. It's a non-Jew who has expertise in flavors. He knows, you know, he can discern when he tastes the food what the flavor is. That's what Rashi explains. Nachtom Obe Kochav. Nachtom means a baker. It means a cook, a chef, who's a goy. Vashmina demutal ismachalav. And the chiddush is Gemara is you can rely lahalacha on what the non-Jew says. Lefitumo, says Rashi, as long as he's talking sort of, you know, kind of incidentally. You don't tell the guy, listen, we need to know for religious purposes what to say. He asks, hey, what does that taste like? As far as you know, that's Rashi's Shita. We discussed this once in the past. Not everybody agrees that, in fact, Tosus here says, Tosus says, he should know. We know, and we're trusting him because he's a chef, he's a professional, and he's not going to lie, because if it'll turn out later, he'll tell us, no, you can't taste any meat in this. So we'll all eat it, we'll all taste the meat, then it's going to ruin his reputation, right? He wants that reputation as being an expert in food, and if it's obvious that he's not telling the truth, so he ruins his expertise. So we discussed the whole issue once about relying on the medical positions of a non-Jewish doctor, and saying, halacha, can we trust him? The answer is, again, in many cases, because he's not going to want to jeopardize his reputation. interpretation, he's not going to say the wrong thing. So that's a machlokas Rashi, and told a big discussion with Rishonim, not for tonight. Should the dafka, the guy should know, dafka the guy should know, but anyway, that's the sugi here in Chulin, that we rely on this individual. And that's how we pass in the halacha. The Rambam says in Perek Tes of Hilchos Macholos Asuras Halacha Yud Aleph, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, Kedera Shabisho Babasar Lo Yivasho Bacholov. Rambam says very simply, a pot which you cook meat in, don't cook milk in. Vein Bishel, if you did, Benosin Tam. Again, the concern is, you have to see that it didn't impart the flavor. The Rambam doesn't go into the whole thing about Kvela tasting it for other reasons, again, not directly for what I want to talk about now. In the Shulchan Aruch, this din appears in Yoredei, of course, in Simen Tzadi Zayin, Sif Aleph, Yoredei Simen Tzadi Zayin, Sif Aleph, where the Tzadi Gimel, excuse me, Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph, Yoredei Simen Tzadi Gimel Sif Aleph, where the so there only is a sif aleph, only one sif in the sinim. It says kedera shabisho babasal oivasho b'cholo v'imbisho b'vetok v'heseis osir b'nosin tam mechaber paskins. You're not allowed to take a pot to cook meat again. It's meat to dairy, dairy to meat. Same difference. No distinction. Kedera shabisho babasal oivasho b'cholo. If you did, and that's an important point to get to later. B'tok v'heseis. It's within 24 hours since that last cooking. Osir b'nosin tam. It's osir, presuming that it imparts the flavor, which is what we said. Now, how do you find out? So a little bit later, that's in Simen Tzadi Gimel. That's in Hilchos Basar B'cholov. In Hilchos Tarovos, in the next section of Shulchan Aruch, so in Simen Tzadi Ches, in Sif Aleph, we find the following statement by the Mechaber. Isur shenis arev beheter, if a prohibited food, there it's talking about real pork or whatever, prohibited meat, or prohibited food, trace meat, gets mixed up with kosher food, min b'shen amino, they're not the same, and so on, or kagon chelev shenis arev bebos, or chelev of the forbidden fat that gets mixed up, and so on. So what do you do? Says the Mechaber, yitamenu obit kochavim, find a goy to taste it, right? If omer shein bo tam chelev, or shomer sheyesh bo tam, el shupog amutur, if he says, it doesn't have the flavor. It's Mutorf has a detrimental flavor, and we'll get back to that later. Okay? And he writes with sir, huh?
If they removed it.
No, it's all mixed together. You can't remove it. You can't, it's a soup or whatever. It's a mixture, you can't remove it. So, it's mutter. The Tzarek Shloyeda Shesomkin Alav. The Mechaber writes, he has to know that we're not relying on a religious, like, for religious reasons, like the Rashi said. Okay? The Aim Shom Ovi Kachom, what if there's no goy handy? No non-Jew around? So then, Misharin and Besamech, then we use the principle of Shishin. A ratio of 60 to 1 nullifies the flavor. Okay? The Ramor adds, that's the Mechaber, the Ramor there adds, the Ein Noagim Achshav Lismocha Ober Kochavim. We today don't rely on the non-Jew, Umisharina Hakol Besamech. We use the 60, the Bitul B'Shishim, that's how we do it today. So Paskins the Ramor. Okay? It's interesting, Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is an aside, Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Ramor, again this is Yodeh Sim Tzarechet, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Lo Yodati Tam Nochem B'Zeh, why not? The strange, the Ramor says, we don't rely on it. It's in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Aramor, Kfela Aramor, right? I mean, we saw in Chulin before, it's a top side design. So where's the Aramor? Come suddenly and says, well, Ashkenazim don't rely on it. Why in the world not? I mean, so Rekiv Eger says, Ledati Tam Rochem is there. Ula Yesh Loma, he says, maybe the reason is, Danan Chashin L'chumas Kol Ashitas. We're Choshish with the Chumas in every direction. Behind the Chashinan, Dilma Kfela, Haina the Mesif Vitumo. Okay, well, what is this non-Jew? Remember I said before the Machlokas, should he dafka know that you're relying on him for religious reasons, or you dafka, you shouldn't know. Rashi said, that's a specific tumor, he doesn't know that we're relying on him for religious decision. And Tosa, no, he's worried about his reputation. So the Rekiv Eger says, if you think about it, you're in Machmer in both directions, you eliminate each other. Exactly, that's what Rekiv Eger spells out. Because he says, maybe Kfela is Hanad the Masifli Tumor, Kfela Mitzad Bekias, and Cain below Masifli Tumor, Leketera. Right? If, we want to ascertain. If he's just chatting, then we can know that he's being honest and telling you, sharing his expertise. Okay, but Mesukli Tuma Ganke in Matin, the Chashina, the Hetta Labish Mesukli Tuma, and that the Hetta Kfir is Mitam Lo Mero Nosos, because he's not going to ruin his reputation. Well, he's only worried about his reputation if you know you're asking him for a good reason and so on. So therefore, they kind of cancel each other out. Rekiv Eger says maybe that's the marker. Be that as it may.
But I'm perplexed about Rekiv Eger.
Yeah.
because there are good studies that show that you cannot trust faith. You can't trust faith.
I mean, taste,
you, they are very individual expert that can give you an.
I mean, that's the simple reason why we don't have it. The trouble is the Gemara says
it. You make an assumption that the Messias is what matters. It could be that it's
once they declare
the perception.
Right. So that's right, that's a further issue which I'm not going to now. What if you know that there's shishim, the taka can't taste it? You know, so okay. I just want to mention that is the Ramah. Maybe that's the reason, maybe the other reason, but that's what he says. I'm just saying as an aside, the Kaf HaChaim by the great Sephardi poet Yaakov Chaim Sofer, the Kaf HaChaim is most the major part of the Kaf HaChaim is on Or HaChaim. There's 8 volumes on Or HaChaim. It's you know, as the Shulchan Aruch and Amon, his commentary on the bottom, he quotes all the Achron in the Sephardic style. But the he started to the two Chalakim as well on Yeridaya. He got up to So Yaakov Chaim Sofer. So he started the Yeridaya also. He only got up to the middle of Hilchos Machale Akum, which Rav Avadya Yosef finished that section. So it goes actually through Yeridaya Sim Kuf Yud Tes. For the last couple of chapters in that section, Rav Avadya Yosef finished it. Right there. I have an Akdama. Ravadia writes, is it this volume? Yeah. He names Bakashi Adei Ben Ravagam Chabel Agis Achibuzeh and so on. Ashlim Esuchos Machalayakum. The Kav Chaim's son asked Ravadia Yosef to write in the same style to finish up the work. So it's from, he only got up, he passed away in the middle of Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, so Ravadia Yosef finished the last couple of chapters. Anyway, in a chapter which is earlier, which the Kav Chaim did write, so in the, there in the same Simon, Sadi Ches, in Oz Beis, he writes, Clark Kasavnu Kama Palmim, the Akshav Hamina Kidivre Marina Moshe, that's the Ramah, right? The Ain Somkin Alpinos Akum, Elamashana Kobasal, Baina Ashkenazim, Baina Sfardim. Kaf HaChaim says that in this area, the Sfardim, at least as far as he's concerned, the Sfardim have accepted the Ramah also, that we don't write on it. He refers back as well to an earlier statement. This I told in Hilchos Tarovus, so we find the same ruling in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch earlier, in Siman Tzadi Beis. That's still in Hilchos Bos V'Cholov, in Siman Tzadi Beis. So the Mechaber there also writes, Siman Tzadi Beis Sif Aleph. So the Chaber there, with regards to meat and milk, says the same thing. The topic there is Kizayis Basa Shanafel Tochior Shacholov, right? A little piece of meat fell into a pot. In a pot full of dairy and so on. So there the Mechaber also writes, you find a non-Jew, right? Toim ha'akum ha'kderi, mama sheyesh botam bosa asur, ulam mutaris, afil pachas mishishim, and so on. And there it talks about taking it out, what you were addressing. And there the Ramah says, ayin lekamen simen tzariches, he refers to what we were talking about before, simen tzariches, the ain arnog nismo ha'timos akum yidan samah b'cholin. We Ashkenazim don't rely on the guy tasting that we find Shishim all the time. And again, the Kaf HaChaim says here also in Os Beis of Siman Tzadi Beis, the Kain Himinag Asardim Gam Kain Kedivre Moram, that's again the Moshe Isles, the Ramosh, Shain Som Katimus Akum, Umisharim Bechol Isirim Besanak. So that's the din. We always figure out if there is a Shishim. And that's the you know, that's the that's halacha. Right? We have to determine what is the ratio. Now it's important to understand. What about, you know, how do we consider this in terms of the pot itself? Let's say I have a fleshing pot. How do you, you know, I mean, is it the size of the pot? Does it depend how much food is in it and so on? You know, do you consider the thickness of the pot? How do you just determine the ratio? It's a little bit complicated. When you have food, all right, so I can figure out how much food there is, and if it was a piece of cheese and then lots of meat or whatever, you can figure out. But we're talking about pots, so how do you kind of calculate it? So it's not really that simple. The Gemara on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis in Chulin, before we look at Amud Aleph, and the Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara is talking about kachal. Kachal is the I think it was for the udder, right? Where it has the part of the animal where the milk is in. Okay, so that's a funny thing because it's meat, but it's milk, right? So that's what it's talking about over there. So the Gemara says on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rav Ashi, Kiavina be Rav Kana, when I was by Rav Kana, Ibailan Ayes, Ki Misharina be Diday, Mishra Ma Dinafak Mine Misharina. Well, in general, when you figure out, in other words, okay, so let's say it has this flavor. Do we assume that all the flavor came out? Or do you look at the, you know, do you look at the flavor, look at the size of the whole container, in this case the kachal as well? As Rashi explains, where is it? B'diday mishayinu de b'inin shei b'heter shishim kamoso of ma'idanofik minay. Ain't zichrei b'heter ala b'shishim ma'shepoladze. The high ma'idah arsi. Come on, lavik there umitza shadim le'levai. You look at the outside. You only look at how much came out, but how much emerges out. You have to look at the whole pot, basically, in our case. Now, you have a pot, so you have to measure the whole pot as part of the ratio, or just the maximum that you know how much milk you cooked earlier, so that's the maximum that could have gone in, so you have to consider that amount, you have to consider the whole thing. That's the issue of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, again, it's talking about the kachal, but it's really the same issue that we're talking about. So the Gemara says, learn out that no, the whole thing is asr shaber abona kichaticha din avela. The whole thing becomes like an asr piece, the whole pot. Again, they're talking about the kachal, but it's the same idea. The whole pot becomes now considered as like a forbidden piece of meat. That's how the Gemara concludes.
Hanan.
Okay, yeah, chaticha, they call it Hanan, chaticha, nasis nevela. Some they say chaticha atzmo, nasis nevela. Okay, Rashi says, the whole day, masharinan, hoyub tulkul, shalach kol atzmo. The case there is, okay, let's say I cook the thing in one pot, and now I took it out and put it in another pot. Does it trifle up the other pot too? Everything already came out. Right? All the other flavors of. No, the answer is you look at the whole thing as a shtick issa, so to speak. Okay, anyway, that's that Gemara in Chulin.
Yeah. Does it rely on a
sheep
or rely on a...
Well, I mean, it depends on the case, I guess. I don't think it's automatic in either.
It seems like, from the Gemara and from Mechaber Shishim, is the last thing we want all
that. That's what it looks like, right. Now, the Rambam Paskin, the Rambam Paskin in Hilchos Macholos Sos Perek Tes Alachid Gimel Keitzad Im Ha Kol Ima Kachal Kamo Shishim Bekachal Kachal Oso Shar Mutar. Okay, again, he has the Paskins like this Gemara, again talking about the Kachal and the Shulchan Aruch, and here's really what's relevant to us for the moment in Simon Sadi Ches back in Hilchos Harobas. Siv Dawid, it says as follows. Isur. Okay. If you have forbidden food that's cooked with kosher food and so on, a few makirushon is okotzach shishim. Can I get kola iser? You need shishim against everything. Why? Not just even if I took out the piece. Once it was absorbed, even if I took out the piece, we don't. Why? Mipneisha ain anu yodin kama yotzimeno. We don't really know how much flavor, quote unquote, came out of this thing. There's no way to really tell. Lefichach, and here's our key point. Hamivasho b'kederas iser. Okay, if I cook in a pot, so it's also, which is bat yom again, it's within 24 hours, not my topic now, so we'll get back to that. Tzorech samich keneged kol hakedero. You need shishim against the entire kedero. Or if you stuck a spoon in, keneged kol mashatocha, makav. She'ein anu yodim kama blow. We just don't know how much was absorbed. Okay? And in fact, I forgot to bring it to you. Give me your shulchan, your day olive. Okay? In other words, there's basically no way to tell how much flavor, and therefore you have to assume that at any given time the whole thing became trace, quote unquote. The whole thing as the was below the issue. We don't know at any moment how much of the flavor was removed. You see it there? Alright. So the Shach in Sivkot and Yud Aleph writes
the Aleph Shach.
Okay. Four, oh, it's a different edition. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I don't know. It's a new edition. It's fine. No, it's not in here.
Oh, okay.
That's the next one. Yeah. I don't know. See, everything now is new edition, so I'm used to the old song. I'll just read from the Shach. The Shach and Sivkot and Yud Aleph writes, I'll read first Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says in that same sin, Sadi Ches, thank you very much, in Seif Nun Aleph, Rosh Hashanah says the following. You need shishim to cancel out an iser. Yeah. Not only an iser which is mixed up with hetin and melted in, it became like we were saying before, like one thing. Even if it didn't melt in, you can see it and pluck it out. It's not enough to try and figure out how much came out and have shishim against that. No, it's shishim against against the entire piece. Shorilah didn't come enough of an A. We don't know how much came out. Then you can't guesstimate in that case. The Chayim Lechazal, in Kachal, like the Gemara says, we just read it. We're getting Kachal, Shinofa Labasa, Tzichim Shishim, Negat Akachal, Akachal Zorcho. Can throw the whole thing. We call them up from Tzorch, Shishim, Negat Kulo. We show them that didn't come enough of an A. The Ain Shum Swar, the Chol, Achalak, and Kachal, the Shari Dvarm. Don't think that Gemara is only talking about the case. Akachal, it's all things like that. But he'll be said, Abana, and so on. And it lo mitam chumra kano and kain. It's not just a chumra, but me ikar dina kain hu. The kevan shizel min ha nimnos leida kama haisa pleita. It's impossible to know how much flavor came out. The EF shalamanozel, the hechrek lishara kneged kulo. Kneged kulo. So that's what it says. Now the shach tells you a statistic. He says, in Cain, guess what? Asr hatavshil shabikadeira. Here's the rule. The Shach says in Yerodeus and Tzadiches, it's an important rule, that any item cooked in a pot is going to be asr, because here's the scientific fact, he says. The ein ma shabitoch hakli samech neger hakli. What's inside a pot will never be shishim against the pot. That's the rule. Okay, that's also the Shach. I'll read it again. Okay. Ein masha betoch hakli, samech neged hakli. And he tells you to look back, ayin b'sim tzadi gimel, sivkot na'al. We'll look back in a second. But that,
What he means, there was something trapped in the pot.
Right.
Absorption into the wall of the pot method.
Right.
Now, you cannot succeed to have such a pot that is
big enough.
More than 60 times the content.
Right, right.
So the whole pot
becomes usher.
The walk of the pot
becomes usher. Right.
Become the poison.
Becomes chatichan asher. Become
the body of a pot. Never.
That's the rule. That's what he says.
The size of the wall. Yeah.
The surface area.
Shach didn't make this up. Shach is the Rishon and write
the volume of the wall
times the surface area.
The material of the wood.
Right, right. The whole thing becomes. Now, we'll see, and you can argue what if it's very thin. In theory, there's got to be a point where it can't happen. But apparently, he's saying, in basically, with normal pots, it's not going to happen.
No,
I guess you can.
Huh? When would it ever.
No, in the case of a pot that was absorbed for it, it would end up that you can't.
Assuming that the total pot is now full of clay.
Total pot.
Take the case of total pot.
Total pot.
You cook pork in this pot. Now it absorbs.
Now you want to calculate and nullify it by making a hashbon that the pot itself, the wall, you will not use the content.
Okay,
but you want to use the pot.
Okay, now the Shach didn't make this up. Okay, this the Rishonim writes about it. Actually, the tour, it quotes in Hilchos Pesach, it's in Tof Nun Beis of Or Chaim. Towards the end, he writes, "Adoni that Simon, but talking about Hagolas Kalim for Pesach, but Adoni Aber Rozal Kosev Shadin Yorech Nidola Kedin Shara Kalim a big pot Sheim Eino Basioma Afili Basioma who called him Shach Hamishes Ein Tzarach Agiatchilo Avu Shach Hamishes Elachi Basioma Tzarach Agiatchilo Neishu Hagolas Rishonim Nesarim Hamay." The flavor goes into, if it's after the Zman of Chametz, that flavor goes into the water, so it's going to. You're not going to put some silverware in there? What do you mean? It's going to trape up. Chametz up all those kalim. Okay. Anyway, but my point is, he posits the same rule. You can't have the pot big enough to do that. All right. So that's. I'm just pointing out the Rosh didn't. The Shach didn't make it up.
Mathematical sense.
Yeah, it's a little difficult mathematically. I don't know all the math of it. Again, we find the same thing back in Hilchos Basar B'Cholov in Sin and Sadi Gimel that we were looking at before. In Sin and Sadi Gimel, the Ramah Paskins, we didn't read this before, but again, the Mechaber said we read earlier, Kedair Shabisha Babos Levasha Bacholov, Vimbisha Babasof Meithes, also Benosin Tam, and the Ramah adds, Vitzorech Lishar Neged Kol Hakdera. You have to measure against the entire Kedera, and the Shach there in Sivkot Na'alef says, same thing, you can't have it, Ein Masha Betocha Kli. shishim keneged kol hakli. And then he says, well, you could have it if the roch of hakdeira gol is very thick and so on. All right, so mathematically in some ways it works out. Lemaisa, in terms of our pots, it's not going to be. And therefore, b'achrei kechos hakol, what ends up happening, therefore, is that a pot which you cook fleishigs in, you cannot ever cook milkigs in, because it's never going to be, and even if it's never going to be, it's never going to be a bottle. Right? That's the bottom line. If I cook fleishig in this pot, and now, you know, this morning, whatever, this morning I made macaroni and cheese for lunch, and now I'm going to cook meatballs, and if for supper, it's never going to be cheese, it's going to be also. Right? That's what comes out. So, and that's, guess what? That's why we have separate pots, and, you know, for milk and fleishigs. Yeah.
Do you ever apply bottle of cheese?
Well, a fly bottle of shisha more when you have, let's say, I have soup and some milk spills into the soup. That's not the rules of the pot. Right. No, we're talking about now in terms of the pots, right? Then many times we'll say shisha, yeah. But that's in a mixture of the foods. But we're saying here, when we're talking about the flavor that's coming out of the walls of the pot, according to this shach, which is based on Rishon, and other Rishon, not just the Rosh. I read the Rosh or the Baal Shumas, they quote other Rishon and will say the same thing, that the way pots are, they just, you can't, I guess, you know, theoretically, there's got to be a point, you know, mathematically, where the pot is big enough to be.
But you can make a galah klim.
Huh?
You can make a galah.
Yeah.
You can make efshel.
Right.
So now, how do you overcome that is the intermediate? Yeah, you pour it in boiling water.
Yeah.
And the boiling water now became...
Right, so that's a different issue. That's why we don't use it. We make it clear with not benyom or whatever. There's other issues. Okay. But anyway, that's the din. Now, keeping this in mind, I want to look now at a gemara in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, which becomes relevant to this issue of having separate pots. Okay, so again, we've determined that once you have a pot, that's the gemara, that's the din, right? In the Shulchan Aruch, a pot to use for fleishigs, you can't use for milk. I mean, you know, we now understand the background of it, but that's the din, of course, which we all already know. The gemara says in Avodah Zarah, on the Samach Zion on the base.
Oh, sir, before we go on,
yeah.
Even if you could,
right, but I was saying even the other, we know where this will ever be good. Right. Yeah, of course. Okay. Now the Gemara in the bottom of Samach Zion Beis to Samach Chesman Aleph says the following, and it goes back to Pasuk in our Seder. The Gemara here introduces another important piece to this mix, and that is what we call, and we've alluded to it a couple of times, where it's no Saint Tom with gum. Okay, what if the flavor is indeed imparted, but it's a detrimental flavor? Okay, it doesn't add to it, it makes it worse. Okay, it's like a spoiled or rancid kind of flavor. So that's a machlokas tanoim, Avodah Zarah Samach Zion on the base. We have a machlokas tanoim, actually. Okay, no sin tam of gam mutar asur. The Gemara says, Tanya, echad no sin tam of gam, echad no sin tam of shrach, asur, viver of meir. Meir holds, doesn't matter. It's a positive, it's a good flavor, it's a helpful flavor, a detrimental flavor, doesn't no sin tam of shrach, no sin tam of gam, it's asur. You remember, Shimon Omer, l'shrach asur, but of gam mutar. The whole issue of Nesinas Tam is only when the Nesinas Tam adds something, you know, it's tasty. It doesn't mean it's tasty to you and to me as a person, but I mean, it's, you know, it's fresh flavor, as opposed to some kind of a spoiled or rancid flavor.
Yeah, so that
right here. So, the Gemara now goes into reason. So what's the reason? My time to mayor, that he said doesn't matter. Gomu megula ove kachom, you have come, ladnos in Tam of Gamu, v'asa rachmona, chanami loshna. Okay? So he learns out from the Yuli Ovi Kochav, and that's the Rashi explains, that's by the Klei Midyan. So when the Jews, Mechamas Midyan, in the end of Chumash Shiva Midbar, and Parashas Matos, so Rashi explains, the Rachmon HaSinu B'Klei Midyan, the Sinu called Dovah Shiva Eishu Gomer, the Mash Mahov, and the Shtamish Ovi Kochav, B'Klei Cham, and Tzarech La'atiyah, Kedei Shiva Gil Shabbala. The Jews had conquered the Midianites, and they wanted to take all their spoils of war, including cooking vessels, and so on. But the Midianites used these cooking vessels for trade, right? So the Torah tells you how to kasher. That's where many of the laws of kasher and kelim are found over there. It's called Gilei Klei Midyan or Gilei Nacher. Okay? And it ladnos in Tam of Gamu, Bitmiya, the Hopshitan called Tab Shalom, Lilach, and Nibkan Tam of over Tiroso. After this battle, they hadn't used it in several days. Wasn't it just last night they defeated the Midianites, so right away we're going to use their pot? Days had passed. Right? Certainly at least one night passed by, and it's dos in Tam of Gam, and yet, you know, we still see that you have to kasher it. That's his riot. And the other guy, that's the mayor, and then Shimon says, Okay, he says no. Taka, they're only us and Kalim, which are bas yoma, any pots which were within, you know, had not been within 24 hours. The lolif gamu. Rav Shimon, my time. What's Rav Shimon's source? Comes back to our pasuk. The Tanya. What did it say in our pasuk here in Re? Again, Dvarim Perik Yudal pasuk Chavala. Lo sochel kol mevela. You're not allowed to eat any carcass, right? La gera shebisharecha. What do you do with it? Give it to a non-Jew. Well, kala ruuya la ger kriya nevela. Shein ruuya ain't a kriya nevela. When do we call it nevela tosser? When you could theoretically give it to another human being, meaning it's still not spoiled. It's tasty. It's the other guy's going to want it. Right? It says in the posse, you give it to him or you sell it to him, whatever. But it's got to be something he's going to want. Right? So we've got the Gemara says ruuya la ger and ain't ruuya la ger. Again, ger means a ger tosser and a non-Jew. Right? So if it's ruuya la ger, if it's still tasty and flavorful, so then that's when it's called nevela. That's when it's awesome. But if not, it's not. Okay, and Rameir said, no, hulamute sucha mikar. No, that comes to a suga where we spoiled from before. Fine, whatever. But the point is, that's the sugi here in Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin, where Bey is going on to Samach Chesed Aleph, a very basic concept. And we paskin that taka lehalocha, that no sin tam of gum is mutter. No sin tam of gum is not a problem. If it's a negative flavor, it's not a problem. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch again. This is in Yerodea. All these dinner, of course, are in Yerodea. In Siman Kuf Gimel. Siman Kuf Gimel. In Sif Aleph. Kuf Gimel Aleph. Kol Dovar Shetamo Pogum Eino Oser Taravoso. So the Shulchan Aruch. Anything which imparts a flavor which is Pogum, it's spoiled, it's detrimental, it's rancid. So then, Eino Oser Taravoso. That does not Oser the mixture. That's the din. That's the fact. That's what that Siman is called. Kuf Gimel Din. No Saint Tom with gum.
Okay.
Sour. Huh? Okay, sour. So let's see. Whatever we'll see in a second. So now the question becomes, and we'll see in a second. So there's another sugya in Avodah Zarah, about 10 pages, a little less than 10 pages later, towards the very end. Mamash Elias, this is the second last daf in Avodah Zarah, which says the following. This is Ayin Hey Amabeis in Avodah Zarah. Going over to Ayin Vav Medal. So here we find the following. The Gemara says, Tanar Bonam, Halokech Klei Tashmish Ovid Kochavim, if we acquire kalim from, you know, cookware from a non-Jew, Dvarim Shalom Shalom and Matbila and Vein Torah. If it's never used, brand new, so you dunk in the mikveh. That's what's called Tvilas Kalim, right? There we go with the Tivel in a kalim mikveh. That's, you know, when it's brand new, never used. Dvarim Shalom Shalom is what if stuff that was used? So if it depends how it was used. In Shalom Shalom, it's known, could go in Kosos, Tomios, Lochios, Madichon and Matbila and Vein Torah. It's stuff like, you know, glasses and stuff like that. I mean, you know, cups and things like that, which only use like for cold thing. All you can do is clean it out, make sure it's clean, and cover the microphone. Dvarim shenishtam shenai dechamin, but if the stuff that they used, that you bought pots, stuff that was used to fire, kagon, and it gives various examples, one, then magilam, then you have to kasher them, right? Hagolas kelim, and to kasher them, right? Or then you got to put in a mikvah and so on. And it was, that's through hot water, right? And dvarim shenishtam shenai dechamin, or if the stuff that was exposed directly to the fire, I kind of like a grill or something like that, where it goes directly on the fire, or rotisserie spit or something like that, where it's not through the medium of water. So then, goes spudin, etc. Then you have to melabna. Then you need what's called libun. Right? So we all know these. We're familiar. There's been more from Pesach. The hagola, libun, and so on. Okay. And yeah. Then the Gemara discusses in this context the issue of nosin tam of gam, and whether it's also or it's mutter. And the Gemara says, the end of the sugya, what's relevant to us now, last line of Ayin Hamad Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya Bered Rav Huna, Lo Osra Torah El Kedera Bas Yoma, Delav No Saint Tamlif Ganhu. Okay? The Gemara concludes with this sugya again of Avodah Zarah, that the only asert a kedera bas yoma. If the pot was bas yoma, means used recently. How recently? Okay. So Rashi writes on top of Ayin Vav Med Aleph bas yoma, Shabisha ba'ovikom hayom. The guy used it today. If you use it yesterday, kvar hefigas tamo belinas laila. The fact that it was overnight has already destroyed, so to speak, the flavor, made it rancid. Now, whether you would consider or I would consider it sour or whatever, not the issue. Rashi says, overnight, it's considered now a different type of, it's pogum, tam pogum, vishuv, kishapolto, betavsho, and if that flavor will now be imparted into whatever item you're cooking, eino elolif gam, it's also not gam. So Rashi says, linas lila. Tosa's comments, I don't want to go into that in great detail, but Tosa, dumas, chabasyom, the long Tosa, pierce, bekuntris, shabisho, kahom hayom, avamisho, esmo, krahufuk, time of linas lila, mashma, the perusha, de linas lila, pogamis, velo, being in the eighth place. You don't need 24 hours. You know, it could be 8 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night by the next morning, less than 12 hours later. That's what Rashi says. It's a matter of Lina's Lila. Somehow, overnight, that's what does it, not May's place. The Chaim Pirish Rebbe Natan doing a slide of Pogemis. Okay, that's also the Sheet of Rebbe Natan. And Tosas then quotes others who hold that it's May's place. So it's a machlokas exactly what. At what point it becomes considered to be a tam pogum. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Sinem Kuf Gimel again, in Sif A, Mechaber Paskins, Kol Kedeva She'ena Bas Yoma, any pot which was not used that day, Chashiva Tam Lefgam, Ve'ena Oseres. The tam is with gum. So now let's come back to what we said before. We said you have to be, have 60 again to consider the whole pot and all that. Yeah, but that's only if what? That's only if the kedera was a basyoma. Okay? The nikris basyoma kozman shalo shor some ace to ace. Chaver paskin is not enough. Linas lila. Me ace lace means 24 hours, from moment to moment. 1 p.m. to 1 p.m. the next day. For me ace lace. Achash is basyoma iser. The kevon shaover alem. Me ace lace. Achash is basyoma iser. After that, it's not called Basyoma anymore. The Bisho Bokashena Basyoma, Tapshul Mutter, to have no same Tom with gum. Okay, that's the Mechaber in Simon Kuf Gimel in Sif Hay. Okay, the Ber HaGola points out the Machlokas, right? The Torah quotes this is from the Ri and the Rashbam. The Machlokas we show him, but the Mechaber paskins that it has to be May Slays. Good. So let's assume for the moment now that you have a pot which is no same time with gam. I mean, the pot was used in the last 24 hours. So the halacha, where's the Rambam? Where is it? The Rambam paskins. It was not used rather in the last 24 hours. Not used. Rambam paskins. This is in Perek Yud Zayin of Hilchos Macholos Asuris. Perek Yud Zayin in halacha days. The Rambam says. There's actually a lot of discussion as to exactly what the shit here is. But anyway, in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Beis, here it is, the Rambam writes, Velo Osra Torah Ela Kedera Bas Yom Bavad, Ho Vadayin Lo Nifgam Hashuman Shenivel V'Kedera. Okay? Lo Osra Torah, the Torah only asers a Kedera, which is basyoma, because you still the flavor still was not was not been become rancid. Umidivrei sofrim lo yivasho bala olma. The rabbanon, they say you shouldn't do it at all, even if it's beyond basyoma. Now that refers back to the Gemara Avodah Zarah, back on Ayin Vav Medal. Let's look back in the Gemara a second. The Gemara said again. I'll read it. The last line of Ayin Hamid Beis. Amar v'chia b'reid avhuna lo osra tol akader bas yoma delavno sintam ganu. So ask the Gemara mikan ve'elef lishtiri. So from then on, so use it. So it should be that if I acquire a pot from a non-Jew, or I myself made a mistake, and we got pork by mistake, or a treif meat or something, we cooked it up in the pot, okay? So leave the pot out for 24 hours, and then use it. I don't have to go kashering and come to the shul here with the Pesach, all these steaming hot pots, and forget about it. Leave it for 24 hours and finish. Mistake, I put some non-kosher piece of silverware or something like that, put it in there, good, so let it sit for 24 hours. 24 hours, it just says, not a problem. Those in Tom's gum, we pass him those in Tom's gum as mutter. That's the Gemara's kosher. The Mekamelech Lishteri says, Rashi Afa Chathchila, what's the problem? Right? No sin tam of gam. We didn't say it was a b'di'evit issue. No sin tam of gam says that that's not called tam. That's not called imparted flavor. So what's the problem? So the Gemara answers, no. Gzeira Kedera Shaina Bas Yoma Mishum Kedera Bas Yoma. If people are going to get mixed up, if you're going to forget, was it 24 hours? Was it this pot? Was it the other pot? Right? If you're going to let people just put a pot aside, put the pot aside and wait for 24 hours, then people will forget and they'll think, you know, it's even okay if within the 24 hours.
Or somebody will say another person using it.
Oh, you'll think, right? So that's the Gemara conclusion. So that's exactly what the Rambam was alluding to over here, where the Rambam says, well, the Dibrei Sofrim, right? And Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Beis, Lo Yuvashu Bala Olam. Don't cook in a, even after 24 hours. Even though Nosan Tavgam is mutter, but Lechatchila, do not do it. Do not cook in a pot that had, do not cook kosher food in a non-kosher. I stress that because the Gemara here in Avodah Zarah is not talking about Suchala. The topic here was, remember, they were talking about kale that's required from a goy. You were talking about with treif, it was used for pork or non-kosher meat or whatever else. Okay, completely treif. So there we say when it comes to it's only a problem if the pot was used in the last 24 hours. Once it's not, it's mutter, but the Gemara said, don't use it at all, Xera Dabona, that's what the Rambam says. We pass it like that in Shulchan Aruch as well. This is the second Chelek of the Yerodea, the way our Shulchan Aruch are presented. So it's in Kuf Chof Beis. Okay, so in Kuf Chof Beis. Sif Beis, that's called Hilchos Nosen Tam of Gam, says in the Chaber, Kedera She'ena Bas Yomo. Dahaina Shashah Some Eis La Eis, Mishnez Bashu Bo Iser, Have Nosen Tam of Gam. Right? A Kedera, which has not been used in 24 hours, that has waited from Eis La Eis, it's Nosen Tam of Gam, which he said in Sif Alev is Nosen Tam of Gam's Mutter, but Bafilu Hochi Asru Chachomim Levashu Bo Lechatchila, Gzera Otu Bas Yomo. Okay, but the Chacham made this Gzeirah. And now it adds, this is Bain Shebluah Mi'isra Bola Vasha Boheter. Part of the Gzeirah was not only if it was used for Isra, it was used for pork or whatever, and now you want to cook kosher meat in it, or Ubain Shebluah Mechalav Bola Vasha Bobasar Ibcha, or Vasha Bechalav. And the halach is, even though the Gemara of Orozar was only talking about, from real tarfas, okay, pork or whatever, non-kosher food, real non-kosher food, Mechaber passing the same thing with regards to Bas V'Cholot. Why is that? Who said?
Yeah. We have a Baal Teshuva or a convert, you make him throw everything out?
In some cases, it's going to be, or kosher.
You won't be mega because it's just give myself.
I mean, we might on a certain extreme, because, for example, it's a big hefset, and there are other things to consider. But notice the Mechaber's jump. The Gemara was only talking, it's not, Mechaber's not making it up, it's really showing. The Gemara was talking about Isser Teheter. Real Isser and real Heter, as opposed to Bas V'Cholot. Why should there be a difference? So actually, one could have thought, that it's not really the same thing. Because one could have said, okay, I understand the Gzera in the case in the Gemara. Because after all, this pot had absorbed flavor, which is Osir, had pork in it, okay, had treif meat in it. So now we're saying, they made a Gzera, don't ever use it even after Ben Yomo, or even after 24 hours. But that's not necessarily automatically the same thing by Bas V'Cholot if we think about it. Why? Because the pot never had a forbidden flavor in it. I cooked meat, kosher meat, God kosher meat, the best hashgacha in the world. I cooked in this pot, right? Okay, so there was no Isser flavor that was absorbed in that pot at any time. So one could have argued that after 24 hours, taka. What's the problem? I'm going to cook milk in it. It's no same time of gum. You know, it's not automatic, as I'm pointing out, that they would have made that same Xera. Okay. Well, okay, but I'm saying it's not automatic. And in fact, we'll see in a second, one of the Rishonim seemed to say that Harami would be tremendous cool. Yutaka wouldn't have to have separate pots and pans for Bas V'Cholot for meat and milk because just wait for 24 hours. The Gemara said made Xera. You could. That Xera was only when the original Isser that went into the pot was Taka Osir. At the time when you cooked the meat in that pot, there wasn't Osir. It was perfectly glad kosher meat. Right? So where was their Isser? Now it's a Tom Pugum. Right now it's after 24 hours. You can't create a new Isser now because you said this is the nature of Bas V'Cholot, but the bus is already Tom Pugum after 24 hours. So one could have argued it's not the same thing here.
The Xero mixing up Ben Yomo and not Ben Yomo also applies to milk and meat.
Well, okay, so hold that thought. Good point. Hold that thought. But you understand what I'm saying? It's not automatic.
What if you cooked up one? spoiled milk with meat or what?
Yes, good question. Right. Okay. But I'm saying here, but at that moment, here there was never a blias isser. I'm trying. There was no isser in the pot.
You almost are saying that the concept of blia is not applying to heter.
So we have a distinction in halacha called heterabala and isurabala. There is a difference in halacha, is, you know, when the blia was an actual heter or the blia was an iser. So the Rashba has a sefer called the Taurus Habayis. In the Taurus Habayis, in the Rashba, in Shar Dalad, Bayis Dalad, Shar Dalad, this is page Lamed Vav Men Aleph, these standard editions, I'm sure they have new editions now, but he says like this, V'chein hadin l'kedeir shabisho b'basar aso lecho b'cholav afo pish eina bas yoma. Rashba says no, it is the same thing. That's how we pass on the Shahar. Rashba said it is the same. Okay? Even though Afal Pishabola had terabola, even though at the time whatever was absorbed was a heter, the Nifgam Kodim Shiyavaludeyisabasabhalab, and before the Isser of Basakhov was created, the flavor was already Tom Pug was already a rancid flavor. The whole shebala, I mean, our shabach, apolish the chazav gam, the sabtov mekli, roin ano also, kiyula on the shivcho shalola to la chatchila. We don't allow it, okay? At least the chatchila we don't allow it. But the other, a different story. And that's every rabbi has that question. You know, the rabbi gets a call, rabbi cooked meat in a milking pot, or dairy in a meat pot, so one of the first questions is, was the pot used in the last 24 hours? Because that's in the b'dieved. We're talking about lechatchila, right? I mean, b'dieved, it's a very important distinction. But the Rashba says, don't think it should be Muslim in lechatchila. The lechatchila, you asked before about if, but even in a regular case, that's one of the first questions. Yes, was anything, was the stuff used in the last 24 hours? So Rashba brings a raya. What's his raya that it's true? So he brings a raya from the Gemara Psachim, on daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph. It's a little late, so I'm going to save time, but the Gemara has Amar Rav. The Gemara says, let's say I have pots that were used all year long for chametz, regular chametz sticker pots. Okay, and it's talking to the Sugis Chametz Aleph. The Gemara is Lamed Vav Med Aleph in Psachim. Okay, Amar Rav, let me double check the marker, so I'll give you the wrong information. I wrote the wrong thing down. It's all Lamed Vav, but it should be Lamed. Oh boy. Yes, Islam. It's Amar Rav. Geras b'Pesach, you know, the Kederos and so on, so you can't cash them. So the Gemara says, why don't you leave it for after Pesach, you know, and use it then. Anyway, toast is there. The Dilmaso Amar Rav connected to that Sugin of Ozar that we discussed. Anyway, that's the Rosh Bozrai. You see that the Gemara is concerned, even though Chametz is also a terabola. Before Pesach, what's Chametz? Mutter. I can have Chametz tonight if I want. Okay? Right, so before Pesach, it's a terabola, and yet the Gemara is concerned that you can't use that pot on Pesach. Right? So you see, from that Gemara, that's the Rosh Bozrai. And that's what we pass in La Locha. I'll read from the Rosh Bozrai. Shimat Omer, Klish, Shvam, Chametz, Kodam Pesach, Mutar Pesach, from a heter bolo, v'atzul yeh Pesach chaza chametz is pogam. Am I asur in Pesach? Why should he? Why? Yeah, we could save a lot of trouble on Pesach.
Right.
Why? Chametz
is a complete
different. Okay, good.
Chametz
is mashu. Oh, very good. So this is my asur in Pesach. Even though it was a terah bolo, the flavor was mutter. It's still also chatzila to cook in that pot. So you want to say the same thing here? And Chama, you're right. When this pot was balea the meat was glatt kosher. But still, we accept that Gemara of Avodah Zarah at the same din as this in Heter Mamish, and therefore lechatchila we don't use it. Ad sheyag until you do agal. That's what Rashi more right. On the side of the page here, so there are a number of problems. So we'll deal with the mention of Yitzchak's. We'll first on the side of the page in the Taurus Habayis of Rashi more, we have the Bedek Habayis, which was written by the Ra'or, contemporary of Aaron Levy, contemporary of the Rashba. So the Ra'or disagrees, and he says, in effect, Pesach Chometz is different, and one of his he alludes to is that, how does Nosen Tam of Gam work? He said, Nosen Tam of Gam is sort of like Bittel, right? The flavor isn't strong enough to do anything, because when it's rancid, when it's spoiled, it doesn't have the same koach. So he basically says, it can't impact, right? She says, but on Pesach, chametz is also mashal. There's no bittul when it comes to Pesach. No bittul, so therefore there's no sintas gamas of no consequence. So says the Rav, you can't bring a raya from Pesach to Bosa B'cholov. Not the same thing. And listen to what he says. And therefore, here's the key line. He's unbelievable. He says, he paskins. Chometz not a mashal, so on a mashal this. Well, if he shaves for something like, one second. Nimtzes Omer, b'kedera shebasho bisho b'basar. If I have a pot which I cook meat in, the ena bas yoma, right, and it's more than 24 hours, shekol midas eloba umutar levasho b'cholav l'chatchila. L'chatchila, after 24 l'chatchila, you can use the same pot. So paskins the Rashbo. So paskins rather than Ra'or against the Rashbo. Again, we don't, as I showed you in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Netzayim, Kufchaf Beis, we don't paskin that way, but that was a sheet of the Ra'or. Another reason, by the way, the Rashbo's Ra'or is somewhat suspect. The Ran and Psochem, again, I'm not going to read inside, Psochem, Chesam, and Aleph, and the page of the Rib, it's not so posh that Chometz is called a parabola. Because even though chametz is mutter before Pesach, but it's still called chametz. But it's still shame chametz. It's still called chametz. That's how Iran quotes the Ramban and others. And the whole, with a major machlokas, for another time, maybe before Pesach, where the chametz is called haterabal or isurabal. Because even though it's mutter in chametz, but it's still called chametz. For example, and it has nafkamin for halacha, by the way. Because in the mikdash, there's an isur chametz, certainly you can't have, you're not allowed to mix chametz into the kabbalas and stuff. So there's a din chametz all year long. So it's not so posh. So for that reason, now, lemaisa, how do we pass around that? So again, I showed you the Shulchan Aruch. The Darkei Tshuva, we'll finish up. The Munkacher, the Darkei Tshuva writes, he quotes the Ra'or and the Rashbo, the whole discussion. He says, no real Hechre from the Gemara either way. He became in the Bishas, Ein Hechre Alola Das Rashbo, Alola Das Ra'or. Alkein Yeshlichmos, he says, some want to say Yeshlichmos Haldas Hara'or Lahatir. Okay? However, Amnon Ladina Chalila Lahakil Negar Achos HaMechaber Shechriya Karashbo. With Chas HaShon, we're not going to change it. We're all going to have separate, separate utensils and so on. One last point. That's also an idea. The Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva. Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva where he says, "Okay, no Saint Tom of Gam, fine." So, and you ask this question, all right. So we're going to accept like the Rashba that based in Mechaber, like tshuva says, Chas Hashem, we're not going to use a pot even after 24 hours. But what if it's not after 24 hours? It's after 10 years. Okay, this shara comes up all the time. Somebody Yarsh, I got a call today, actually, by coincidence. But somebody who just, my grandmother gave them somewhere that I was facing milk, I had to use it in a basement or an attic someplace. So that's the tshuva. The Chacham Tzvi deals is in tshuva I and A. Okay,
one year.
And his issue was paid in 1 year. Okay, so he says you can't say it's forever. Forever and ever, there's a Tom Isser. After a while, the flavor fades. I mean, so he says, there's got to be a point beyond which we say, what good they use it for milking. What's that point? So he digs up the Gemara in Avodah Zarah where he has a riot 12 months, okay, a year. All right. Now, at the end, he doesn't want to go all the way with this. He says, and therefore he says, strictly speaking, guess what? From Pesach to Pesach is a year, so you can use something. It's okay. You haven't used it in a year. You can use the pot. Okay.
Week.
Yeah. Whatever. Figure. Right. But he says in Kehilah, he says every chometz says the Ashkenaz anog in Issa kol yibeichod afshul of gam yishlom the v'acher yibeischodesh mutra afil chatchila. He says mutra afil chatchila, but he says even though I don't want to go all that way, I don't want to matter it, all the way. So but the other is it's okay. So that's the Chacham Tzvi is important. He doesn't want to punch it out, but that's what he seems to say. A year is a karma. The Chachmas Adam also.
That's from the crux of it.
Huh? that's what they say. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And I'm reflecting,
because the Chachmas on the Yordaya says it called Nun Hei. It's if Dalit, Klish Adal of Yubay's Chodesh Kar. Kala or Ainbo Tom Kala, the flavor disappeared. Lachem b'di'evit and bishafil davachar and v'chidu chametz petz and mutter lis b'di'evit. Okay, I'll just end. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting tshuva. This is it. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Simon Mem Gimel. He was asked this question. Okay, again, there's someone got the porcelain utensils after 12 months and so on and so forth. Okay, so. I'll have to say it outside because you have to look. It's a sort of long tshuva. I want to highlight Anaf Aleph Vav and Zayin, seven different sections of this tshuva very quickly because it's late. There, Moshe Feinstein says, let's look back at a second. You know, it's almost like he analyzes the lumbus behind this. What's the reason the Gemara says on Avodah Zarah that they had a big gzera? Otu, you know, Kedera Basyoma, Otu, Eina Basyoma, Otu Basyoma. So what's the idea? It's kashli tuva. That's very strange. Because if it's got no flavor in it, so it's got no flavor in it. Well, how do you have a gzera against someone who doesn't have a flavor in it? He says, you know what, we should make a gzera. You should never be able to kasher kalin. Make a gzera. Kasher kalin or kasher, Otu kalin or kasher. Right? I mean, that's what he says. You know, why not make the same thing? Right? Not mix up the pots, whatever the concern you said before. Elias said, we'll come back. And Moshe says, will we ever find such a gzera? It's LMI. No, we say kalim that don't have a flavor in it, so we're not worried about it. So if after 24 hours it doesn't have flavor in it, we're also not worried about it. So he says, so what's a chilek? So he says, you have to say that bottom line is, yeah, but there is an isser flavor in here. Right? I mean, I know that in the case when I bought the stuff from the goy, you know, there was uses. Okay, it's Tom Pogler, but you know, it's not like once you kosher it, so you blow it out, you purge it out, it's not left with zero. Here, it's not zero. There's something. It may not be halakhically significant, but being honest, says Moshe, so therefore you understand the gzera. That's why you understand the gzera. You know, that's only true, he says, when what was in there was originally usher. So back to our case of Basel Chol. So why taka did we pass him? The svara, the ra'ah is right. Right? We don't pass him the ra'ah. We pass him the Rashbam, the svara, he's right. It's not the same thing. Rav Moshe says the only gzera works when there's something usher inside. But if originally we had God kosher meat in this pot, and now it's more than 24 hours, so there was no isser in there. You can't just create the isser out of nowhere. So Rav Moshe says, LMI is a brisker like a chiluk. He says, L'chein mistaba ani esdaiti, shetzorach lomar, shemi boso l'chalivka b'ena b'nyoma, ena migzera. It's not a regular type of gzera. It's an elashu isser acher lo ala kedera, ela ala odom, she oso l'shtamish b'kelim, she hugo l'shtamish b'en boso l'chal v'chein itba. It's on the gavra, not on the chefza. And sometimes it's like a brisker. Chilug Moshe says. He says the gzer is not this because it's not the same. You can't make up. So why talk we pass night rosh bo? Like the mechaber said, the ketubah said, we pass night rosh bo. Because what was the gzer? The gzer was that people are mixed up. People shouldn't use kalim that you use for milching and now they use for flesh. It's going to confuse people and end up not keeping the laws properly. Okay, and he says that's why. You know, even for Haggala, we paskin, you shouldn't kasher back and forth. I think everywhere, I'm only going to have one set, I'll be cheap. I'll only buy one set of silverware. And this week we'll have milk a couple nights, and tomorrow I'll kasher everything, make a flesher. Next week I'll say, you know, why not? It'll work for halacha. But when I'm on course, you don't do that. Because it mixes people up. Okay, but it's an issa, so to speak, on the gavra. That's the chiddush of Moshe. And the nafkamina, that chiddush may be, and that's what he's talking about here, what if it's not the same person? Right? I just inherited this. It was my grandmother, or was some long lost aunt that used this many years ago for milkings. Okay, so there was exaggerated, but I'm not accustomed to using these silverware, these pots. For one, I just got them today. So according to this, but according to Moshe's point, when it was the whole gzera here was a gzera on the person, you mix up. No, but I'm not going to mix up. I was never used to using this money. I never used it before.
If Moshe's not discounting the Isra'anon.
No, it's not a matter of Isra'anon, but the point is that after 24 hours, and certainly after Kohen Chacham, say after a year, let's say, so now we don't want to come right out and say, go l'chatchila to use, and let's say for many, many years I used this silverware for milchis. Now I waited a year, and I'm using them for pleasure, but still we use them for so many years for milchis, you can get mixed up. But what he's saying, okay, so I'm not, but I gave it to my niece, right? I gave the wedding present to somebody, you know. So it could be, so again, he doesn't want, he was mitzarev. That's the question. Again, that's a common shayla.
Agala, okay. Would walk in.
So, So that's an afkamina, because Hagola works if Hagola works on a even on Ben Yom, right? But on yeah.
Ben Yom is the Dover Apogim.
Right. But that's what we do. But in any event, I just want to say, so the Moshe at the end, he's only wants to start for other coolers, and he says, well, you have the Ra'ah and other Shita, but there's a very interesting point that this whole Gzera on Basar Chol, according to Moshe, is on the person. It's not on the Gzera. Possibly, at least, he entertains the possibility it was someone else. Maybe there's room to be made. You asked the question before about Tshuva or something, you know, sometimes Hafsid Meruba, and his Mitzaref, that is a sniff of other things that he can be a make. Okay, I'm sorry.
What about the Minog of sticking a spoon in the
Meets the Bekarka, that's a different thing, yeah. That's also to remove the... Not exactly, yeah.